The next patient is Alicia Morales, the first name A-L, like in Lima, I-C-I-A, and the last name Morales, M-O-R-A-L-E-S. Clinical case of a 60-year-old Hispanic female that has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus with a compromise of the kidney function. The patient has severe diabetic nephropathy. She's stage CKD5. With proteinuria. The latest laboratory workup shows that the patient has set a creatinine of 40 BUN of 65, estimated GFR is 11. Sodium, potassium, chloride, and CO2 are with a normal limit. The CO2 is 23. The patient has a significant anemia associated to CKD. Hemoglobin is 8.9, hematocrit is 28. The patient is taking iron. He's not getting any worse. The problem with this patient is the fact that she doesn't have a medical insurance that we could refer her for a vascular access or consider peritoneal dialysis or a kidney transplant. She was suggested to go to Blue Cross Blue Shield to see whether or not she will be able to secure insurance. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that has been under control. The blood sugar has been around 100 most of the time. She lives with a son that takes good care of her. Following over proteinuria associated to the diabetes mellitus that is significant. Following number, the patient went to the hospital complaining of chest discomfort, and chest discomfort is coming from a stricture of the distal part of the esophagus that is significant. It was proven by barium swallow. So the patient has an achalasia that has to be evaluated by the gastroenterologist. They are in the process of getting an appointment with the gastroenterologist. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia and hyperlipidemia that are going to be investigated. We'll reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup.